want to mamshich a little bit about midas. Mozart as the ger shboli is gayer, he went to Shammai, told him lamdeini kol hatere kulo al regel achas. So he was doiche. So he came to Hillel. Hillel told him, "My the sonny aloch leisavid lechavroch. My the sonny aloch leisavid lechavroch. What you don't like to be done to you, don't do to your friend. Ve'idoch zil gmor. The rest, figure out yourself." So, mit afashtein. My the sonny aloch leisavid lechavroch. זה כל התירה כולו. The rest, זיל גמור. זה עבדה. עבדה נעבדה. It's much more. It's much more into it. But when we start to speak a little bit about midas, about ben adam לחברוי, steht that this is the cloud from Kol HaTere Kulo. This is what Hillel tells the girl. If you know this, you saw it. My the sonny aloch lo yisavid lechavroch ze klal god. One more step before we start to explain. This is what we spoke about chesed. It doesn't say, he didn't tell him, try be nice to a lot of people. Try to do chesed. The way he pointed him out to do chesed, the way he spitzed the rein to do chesed, is not do good to different people. May the son yaloch leisavid lechavroch. I'll tell you the whole last week, that's what I try. When I speak, I try to work on myself. So the whole week I was trying to work on, you know, my nesani aloch leisavid lechavroch. The whole week, I'm sure this week already shen chulhafn shen vayta. In my building, moved in. Till now, yet gradually he learned in the mirror. 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago. A bacher, chashev a bacher. He came, you know, Iran, the country don't, you know, like, they don't like us so much. So his parents ran away, Dalton, years ago, and they came down to Israel. Okay, came here to the Mir. He was learning and learning. Baruch Hashem became a chashev a bacher. Got married. He moved to outside. He married one of the people in Arnav. And he moved to a different neighborhood. Very matzliach in that neighborhood. It's a different city, I mean. Myself, I was in that city a couple of times. Choshev people in the city, Mamim, Choshev people in the city. He got a shtele to be a magichir in one of the yeshivas in Arnav. It's about the yeshiva. So he decided, you know, why to schlep every day to Arnav from that city that he lives in. He will move to Arnav. So he will move to Arnav. He comes, moves to Arnav. He found an apartment in that building. People, someone moved out. He moved in. He tried to get his kids into cheder. No cheder wanted to accept his kids. It's a common problem in Eretz Yisrael. I can't get into them. Baruch Hashem, you're not Isaac in this union. But no cheder. Everyone gave him a andere teretz, a zat teretz. You know, the straight teretz, no one said straight, yeah? But no cheder wanted to accept it. So he came, he knocked on my door last Friday. Not this Friday. Last Friday. And he told me, you know, know, I came from the neighborhood, remember me. It was very close to me when I was in Yeshiva Gada. I have a son. I'm trying. No one is accepting us, you know. It's not my fault I was born in Iran, yeah? No one wants to accept us. I don't know. I don't know where to go to. No, if you could help me. So I thought, I'll tell you the truth, I can't help. Because I myself don't send my kids to the cheder in Arnav. For my own reasons, I send them to a different cheder out of Arnav. The chadorim don't like it, because it means that I say that's not good. And it's like Ashmot. I can't come over to them and say, listen, I'm a son, I don't think your cheder is good. But you know, I have to be someone, yeah? Take this boy. You don't want it. You don't have to send your kids. Don't tell me. Gantz Mandama, what do we have to accept? When you yourself don't like the kids in our cheder, and because of that, it's not a reason, but that's the reason you don't send your kids here. Yeah? But you tell us to accept different kids. That no one will send their kids in the cheder after it. I'll do everything, but it's not my living my you. I ask some people. What I can do, I think it can help. It's not like I don't want to help. It's not like Louis too, I would have a koyach to help. Because of my subside, I finished. I felt good myself. You know, I felt so bad, you know, that I'm not helping him. But the man is, you know, a week of chesed, mered of chesed, you know. I was coming down, you know, Hashem gave me any sleep. But the man is, I can't help it. There's nothing what I can do. I tell you, I really, there's nothing what I can do. I come home, Yom Chamishi, Lel Shishi, back home. 1:30, 2 o'clock, I come home. But my wife is sleeping already. She hears I come in, she tells me, the neighbors downstairs don't know where to send the kid to the cheder. I said, no, I know about it already, but she, you know, the kid is home already for 2 weeks. I said, yeah. So I'll tell you the truth, I heard a couple hours ago that they decided to move back to the old city where they came from. She said, no, the kid can't go. There's no school, the kid is singing in the house. I said, but the mice says nothing what I could do. I go away. I told him, chesed. I don't understand you, chesed. I said, there's nothing what I could do. There's nothing what I could do. There's nothing what I could do. I said, and you know, I know the whole week I'm working on chesed. I'm thinking to myself, but I'm right, there's nothing what I could do. But I'll spend 5 hours doing nothing. The kids say, Friday I come back from yeshiva, all my kids tell me, you know, we heard the neighbors are leaving. I said, and I tried, I called a friend of mine. He made some phone calls for me. You know, there's nothing what to do. Because the last Shabbos, I do Kiddush. I didn't have guests the Shabbos. My kids don't want to eat. They tell me, if it's a neighbor downstairs, that my name is Tisha B'Av tonight, how we could have Suda Shabbos. My kids tell me, listen, what do you think is happening in their house? The kids are looking to the father. The mother looking at the father. And because he was born in a different country, no one wants to accept him. And he's leaving everything. The whole house is packed in bags. They didn't tell us. It's not like he came to threaten. You know, I'm leaving. So the neighbor went to borrow something and he saw boxes. He asked them. The neighbor, they didn't know. He said, no, we decided to leave. My kids refused to eat Suda Shabbos. So tell me, I don't understand. There's a neighbor downstairs that is Tisha B'Av. We could sing his meals. So I told my kids, but I did nothing what I could do. So my older daughter tells me, and if it would be your own son, you would also say nothing what you could do? I don't understand. Chesed. But Lemaisa, I know there's nothing what I could do. Because I couldn't sleep the whole night, yeah? Yeah, Shem is good, but Lemaisa is nothing what I could do. I can't, there's no way I could get it. It's I came to shul Shabbos. It's a different shul. Not a shul that I helped. No. Mashiach is not shul. I dive in the shul that a lot of time in the Chachamim in the shul. And Kirzal Teira starts, and people start to speak and learning, you know, right or wrong, but this is the Mitzvahs. I say, I can't speak to no one of you. I said, there's a person in the neighborhood that is leaving the neighborhood, such a shchos in the neighborhood, I can't speak to no one here. I said, I know that I'm not sending my kid to this cheder, but all of you send. But was a chubad of the chosh or she was not so small, was there. I was speaking to him and learning. I said, in the middle, I can't speak to you anymore. I said, I'm ice match. I said, I can't come home. My kids don't let me to come home. I said, someone doesn't have where his kid doesn't have where to go. The kid said, no, it became a whole tumult, I'm sure. I started hunting as a kid in the street that is very sick and he had a machlet. So everyone, you know, asked me after davening, they were organizing that the Eilam will go to visit him. I said, I'm not going to visit him. Think that this kid also has Yina Machle. Because he doesn't have Yina Machle, so he's home. I'm telling you, I know another family. They don't have Yina Machle. By them is Mutishva from the family of Yina Machle. Not Chazal Shom, think that my kid plays the whole day in that house as Yina Machle and I claim I'm helping. No, just forget. Don't think Chazal Shalom. That I said I'm not going to visit people. He was a real Yana Machle. Yana is sick. No Nebuch. Everyone knows that he's a Nebuch. The whole neighborhood is visiting him. I'm not going to visit. I'm not going out of this shul till people are helping me to get this kid in. And was the Chashev Rosh Hashiva there? That no, he's going to collect in America this week. Hopefully he asks me to help. I said, I don't know people, I can't help. I can't help different yeshivas. I said, you know, I'm asking to promise that if you get the kid in, I'll be sure that people in America will take care of you. But I need people to come after davening with me to the house and to be sure that this kid will be inside the chayim. And a whole group of them in Chachomim came after davening to the house. Yana was not there. Four times they came after Shachris, after davening, before Mincha, after Mincha, after Mitzvah Shabbos. Till 8:30 they came to the house. You know, Chosh Rosh Hashivas, that they have kids, and Kilo, they said, if they will take other kids to the Cheder, if the Cheder will not accept this kid. And they came to the house. Sure, Yana decided that he's leaving, he's not staying, yeah? Everything was packed, they didn't take off the lights, everything. Like real, you know, it was dark, real Tisha B'Av in the house. Yeah. And you know, I said that here, my friend, I said, there's nothing what I could do. But the Maaseh, I said, I didn't think that he would change his mind. He said, Maaseh, but to come there, I was like a king, you know, I had everything what I need to come to a place, I have to start the fight and fight my kids to get into a cheder. Ma'aliva le'tzorazu. Oh, you know, his family was there. You know, his mama should have been amazing for a person. Instead of leaving like a Ghana, everyone chosh became a neighbor, everyone wants him to stay. So I learned to myself when I was thinking, my desoni aloch lo yisavid lechavoch. I'm not saying to help Yenim. I didn't know if I would manage to help Yenim. I knew it in the end it's not lemaisi. But if I would come to the neighborhood, and there's nothing what to help me, but I would want that I would see that the people are here for me, people feel bad for me, I would want that feeling or not? I would want that people will show me sympathy. Chazal say, my desoni aloch loisavid lechavoch. My desoni aloch loisavid lechavoch. Only thing is the other way around. There's nothing what to do. There's nothing what to do. This is what we want from a person. Put yourself in the other person's position. Put yourself with the other person's standing. People don't have a kore. People don't have a soge. What is the pshat chesed? Chazal come and tell us. And they say it's a klal gadol shel kol ha'tirim kulo. We get in a second to that. Not do chesed because the other person needs it. May the soni aloch lo yisavid lechavroch. A lot of times people think, you know, we can't invite the other guy. We're going somewhere for Shabbos. You know, we can't tell this guy. It's not lemaisedik, yeah? They really think about it. That it's not lemaisedik. But not when they're in Shabbos. Yeah, well, it's not in Shabbos, yeah. It's not the maestro, the other guy, he's not so the maestro that can take it. He disturbs the matzah. Yeah, better nisht. Out is right. Chazal don't say. Is it a chesed? I'm asking my lawyer, the guy doesn't have shadow places. I'll tell him the difference by a lawyer and Levisha, back and forth, the machlek is Rambam, Rit, Borashi, all the shittas. I'm asking for Kerala, I'll sit with him a couple hours, and I'll explain the duch to him. But till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'm all chesed. But Shabbos, when I go away, I need a little bit, you know, Yana Mach Meshuggah, he's too babyish, Vechula, you know, all these terutim, we can't take him. Alt is Emes. Alt is Emes. But when the Olam go and they leave you behind, because they don't want to go without you, I say it's so wrong of them, you mamash hate them. Yeah, if you find out who's the guy that organized, and you will not come, you will never forgive him, yeah? Till you get him back, at least. Chazal teaches, May the soni aloch leisavit lechavroch. It's not chesed. It's not negate chesed. It's not the point now, do chesed to Yen and let him to join you to the trip. It's not the point. You want to be left out? You want to feel out of the picture? You want that? May the soni aloch. You don't want this to happen to you. If you would be in that position, if you would be in that matzav, you would want that this would be done to you? No. It's a new crowd. May the sunny aloch loisavid lechavroch. It's a different crowd. May the sunny aloch loisavid lechavroch. It's not negea if he needs that chesed or he doesn't need the chesed. A person has to be choishev the whole time. B'teivas chaveiro. He has a secret. I'm not saying every secret you have to share with every friend. Yeah? More from that, I'll tell you. I know from G'day L'Olam. Lama Zangan, sometimes you have a secret that you can't share with a friend. Come on. He has a problem. He talks. Your friend talks. You know, friends will talk. Yeah? Tell him a secret. He puts it in, up the whole, everyone knows. Yeah. So come on, you can't tell him. But he gets very insulted if you don't tell him. So what do? You speak L'Maisa. What is L'Maisa? You don't tell none of your friends. This is an Eitzah. No one knows. This is an Eitzah, right? If you would be him, and you would know that you can be told, you would hope that no one would be told. Right? No, I think no one gets insulted if they don't know. Why do Olam have to suffer? I'm asking if you would be him. You would want that the whole Olam would know chutz from you, and everyone would know not to tell you because there's a problem. Because if you know, your roommate knows, and then his brother knows, and then his uncle knows, and then you know the whole America knows. So you can't tell him. No problem. So no one knows. Sometimes your best friend will go with the Olam. The Olam don't want you. You will expect your best friend not to go with the Olam, not to leave you behind. Right? I'm not telling you that your best friend's not allowed to go. But you don't go and leave your best friend behind. The guy that thinks that he's the best friend, maybe that's clown. Yeah. And the one of his best friends is telling you will not go. But the guy that thinks that he's your best friend. May the sunny aloch leisavid lechavroch. This is the key of the real chesed. This is the key. And this is what Reicha Kamoicha is connected to. A person could measure himself more and more and more with this key. May the sunny aloch leisavid lechavroch. And it could go so much weiter. It could go so much weiter. A person has a little brother. You're right. He doesn't have to be with the older brothers every time. He disturbs. But when you arrive, I say, Alamol, you know, when they dance, You know, you have these kids that come in the, and they disturb the dancing. I don't know if it exists today also or not. I remember when I was a bacher, the younger boys, they don't know how to jump, the foot doesn't go so high. But all of us, when we were kids, we got very upset when the older bacher just picked up their hands and, you know, left us behind, I'm not saying we have to let every kid to spoil every circle, We have to think twice. And the same thing for God. I look very upset. I get very upset when parents come with little kids to dance. It disturbs. When he didn't have his two kids, he also didn't like that the guy is dancing. Who needs his two little kids? You think they remember Eppes? I mean, the chasen, every second they need a chasen, they put a little kid. Who's interested in it? Meshuggah. Meshuggahim. No, he came with his little kid and everyone has to give attention to the little kid. Take the little kid, flip him out. Who needs him? That's it. The kid doesn't remember that he came. It doesn't add to the simcha. The kid doesn't become happier. And Abi Yenim Chosin the whole time has to drag this little kid. For who? Who is interested in it? So you, Lama Zagan, you're the grandfather, you like your little kid. So what if you like your little kid? Who needs him here? People came for this little kid? No. Why do you need him around here? The little kid will not remember. He was sleepy, but also be the same happy. People forget, you know, such a cute little kid, for sure. Everyone thinks that this little kid is the cutest. But you remember when you're dancing and someone comes, a little kid, stress. Don't do it to someone else. Don't disturb someone else. That's the club. So a person has to learn, alimol, to look. And to look and to look and to look. And every cloud. And every minute in his life. Why I'm saying that? You could see people, the biggest balei chesed, the biggest balei shita, but they will come with a little kid. They'll come with a little kid. They decide to bring a little kid to shul to daven. He disturbs. And they don't. They remember a week ago they were the ones that bothered them. The Torah says they don't have this midah of my disoni aloch leisavid lechavoch. A person, you know, when he becomes a tzaddik, he starts to damage one esel for 2 hours. Yeah, he blacks the guys before him. Nothing. Nothing now against the specific. Yeah, it's better for people to daven quick. But a couple days ago, when he finished davening early, when he was not into his tzitkas, all these tzaddikim, he didn't understand why they have to block the roads, Why did he start? Why the daven go to the wall? Pitam now, he remembers. He's the best. Or he starts to learn because he disturbs everyone, Every time a person has to remember, may the sonny aloch. He stands in line to speak to his rabbi. It's a guy before him, Mamish, not the guy, cuts around, everything. He Mamish gets annoyed. He's right. The other day, he just does exactly the same. He doesn't realize. When you drive, you could see it before. I don't know if it's going, you try just to cut, to go a little bit quicker, But if someone tells it to you, I also have to go. Mechdes is allowed to cut me. When you're rushing, you cut him. When I'm rushing, what's the shayla? So now he's rushing. So I'm not saying it could be if you go like this, you'll never get nowhere here in this country. So a person has to know the gedolim. But you could see, it's such a mod nezach. It's such a mod nezach. You might be upset if someone cuts you off. Well, and then you cut. If you could, you just skip the guy. Und weißt du es von Hillel, that when a person fixes this midah, it's not only a change in ben Adam l'chaveiro. It's also changes ben Adam l'mokim. When the girl wanted to know kol ha-teire kulo al regel achas, it's a lot of his beirim and his forim. How kol teira shebechsav ba'al peh goes into this cloud. But, you know, in mir milad kit lefi pshutoi. If you pshut them shel dvorim, as my son yaloch leisavid lechavroch, this is the pshutay. A person that has such a halogah, a person that has such a behaving, his aliyah and ruchnias changes. Aliyah and ruchnias changes. Everything changes. Everything changes. And the same thing is chesed. A lot of times, you know, a person has a simcha. Invite him to go to this simcha, that simcha. Well, that's what has to sing and learn. That's what Boch has to go around the simcha. It's chalil of the chas. I won't be a say that for him. Oh, this chas mechavshkikrech. This Boch, this Boch, you know. I'm asking, the Bacha has to sit and learn. I don't know if the Bacha has to go around to all these places. But when he makes a simcha, he hopes the Olam will come. If everyone will not go to simchas, no one will come to your simcha. So how you have a simcha? You share it with some people that are excited to speak to you about your simcha. This makes your simcha to be a simcha. So learn, share it with the other person. When he has a simcha, person, his brother gets engaged, he comes to yeshiva, he's all excited, yeah? Excited. Now when your friend tells you his brother got engaged, you don't pick up a phone to call him. You meet him, you tell him, oh, I heard your brother's engaged. Yeah, but he's full with simchot. His brother had a baby. You know, he's all excited. He wants to share it with someone. When you would have a simchot, you want to share it with someone? You want people who share it with you? It's a new madrege in chesed. It's a new madrege in chesed. We spoke one time chesed. It's time to be making. And Rivka was no shaykhis to that. You know, Rivka would thought if she had 10 slaves, if she would want a little kid to give her water, it's the chesed we spoke last week. It's madrege of chesed. There's another measurement. That this is a me'akev, this is not a lekatchila. May the sonny aloch lo yisavid lechavroch. May the sonny aloch lo yisavid lechavroch. Don't. I'm telling you, and you see bechush, the people that work on it grow to become g'day le'oylam. They become g'day le'oylam. And people that don't work on it become mushchasim. And Hillel tell the girl, if you will keep this cloud, you will know kol ha'terikula. Not only b'dodom l'chaveru. Lamdeini kol ha'terikula regel achas. It was one line. May the son of Yaloch l'isavid l'chavruch.